By the way, you know what was unseen this holiday season from many weeks ago?
Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy and Tracy Ellis Ross?
Fruitcake.
Oh. How dare you? Don't point to me and say fruitcake.
You mean an actual fruitcake?
We don't know. We're all still trying to figure it out.
Wait, but everyone says they hate them. Everyone says they hate fruitcake.
I'm fine with it. I mean, you gotta, you know, in California, you gotta be.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
I keep getting Hitler storming Poland videos. In between that, it's like, you know, Dachau, and then it's like Tokyo, and then it's like a Hooters waitress.
Yeah,
it's
a
you know, it's a weird algorithm.
Yeah,
you know, it's need a new agent. Or manager, or really, if you identify as a Jewish person and you're taking on clients, let me know. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because this is episode 158.
Yep. That is correct.
Oh
no! His funny bone. Oh, hopefully he can repair it.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You can follow me here on YouTube at Brian Sturges. I was supposed to post after a year, and I forgot. I took the pictures, and I forgot to post.
You took pictures?
Well, I got, you know,
you're halfway there.
I'm basically at this point just homeless in the woods. Yeah. We have Cliff Beach. Yep. He's the boogie and the shaker.
Dealing.
In fact, you can get his book Side Hustle on Flow and Flow. Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon. That peppermint, my mouth is. I have too much saliva.
I love it.
I have sugary saliva. I've had it sound a little bit like this. And then we have Timothy Hall for Timothy Hall Music.
Yeah.
Now, wait for it.
There's no winter mint, but it's pretty
music.
Good.
I double fisted it. So just take this image if you want.
I don't recall him doing music last time.
Oh, I
Yo, he did it. He did it quick. Oh, yeah, I think you were on the phone.
Ever since an episode where he kept it in for 12 minutes and at like 80% volume.
I remember the last time I kept it in for 12 minutes. Hey, yo.
Speaking of that, the last time we were talking, you were trying to date a woman who.
It didn't work out.
She'd be your granddaughter.
She ghosted.
Oh, you got ghosted.
She was a ghost, actually.
Oh, that's probably it.
You can't make love to a shadow. I tried. No. It's been nothing.
Shadow.
Draft spots. It's an empty dance card right now. But it's okay. You know, I've been working on myself. Masturbatorily.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
All right. That's good.
No, but, you know, I've realized.
See if mom likes one.
No. Let him go.
Okay. I realized.
Let him go. I'm gonna do the thing like Bon Jovi and that guy who plays guitar next to him. He does
Richie Sambora.
Sam Rockwell.
Oh, you mean the good one?
And then we bumped mics, which was the David.
Oh, well, I remember when I bumped mics back in Chattanooga. 63, which is like 69, but a little less. Anyway.
How was your MLK day? Is that right? Did that line up with the math?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely
probably
passed.
Over.
Yeah.
How was your? Did you not go to the post office?
I had to fight my daddies. I had to fight my uncles. That was fine. It was fine.
Oh, fences?
I enjoy it. You know, I actually
no,
think...
No, that's Color Purple.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Hey, hey, hey.
I had dreams too, motherfucker. No, I was going to say, I was talking to a friend who was Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Who is Mexican. And I was saying, we need to now petition, because we just got Juneteenth, right, as a national holiday. It was a Texas thing, now it's national in the last couple of years. I think we need to make and petition Cesar Chavez, which is...
Cesar Chavez.
No, the day. Cesar Chavez Day is not nationwide, but California does recognize it. It is.
Yeah, but he was only a California guy.
But we should make it national so that.
But why? There's 49 other states that don't give a shit about your California history. You think Minnesota's like, oh,
but
I care
Juneteenth was a Texas history that became national.
Come on.
I'm just saying, there's no Latin day. So they could give them Cesar Chavez as a national day. And Cesar Chavez Day is?
Friday.
I know about the ravine.
The day.
I call it
Chavez.
It has
a date. It has an actual day and a date.
Oh,
and California
probably,
observes it.
Oh, it's probably...
The schools are closed. It is.
All right.
It's probably May 19th.
I didn't know. I had to look
if
it up.
Schools are closed,
it's March 31st.
Not in the summer.
And that'd be great because March doesn't have a national holiday right now, so they could turn it.
What about it's bereft. St. Patty's Day?
That's not a national off.
Like, see, why not?
It's not a day.
That's more of an international.
But it's not a day that we take off. It's just a day we recognize.
I take it off.
He takes it all off.
Around 9 a.m., I'm
at this point, sir, you couldn't cut it off.
Putting tokens into an old slot machine.
And this St. Patty's Day, I'm going to be up in Ojai at the brewery, Ojai Valley Brewing Company. Playing.
Oh, very good.
The jigger music.
Oh my
please,
God!
Please, there's nothing left of this episode if we do that. Yeah, there's nothing left because I definitely want you to trim that.
I can't say jigger.
It all hit me at once. You know what I mean? Like it all hit me at once, and it's rolling. So we cannot. Please, my mother's watching.
I can't say jigger. That is the term.
For what?
For Irish dancing.
Jigs?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not gonna say it. Just in case.
Not gonna say.
Jigger what?
Two jiggers?
Okay, please, anything. You know, it's.
So you don't think Cesar Chavez should be a day?
Anything.
You don't think Mexicans
I'm
should
be
Cesar Chavez nationally?
Wonderful. Yes.
Every day is a day.
Yes. Great.
Every day is a day is the whitest statement you can make.
I'm the whitest guy in this room.
I guess, are the banks closed? Could business still be done?
No, banks are closed. In California, banks are closed.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
On the Chavez Day?
Yeah, it's a state holiday.
But I question, why are they doing it? Is it another day that the bank gets to use your money and gain one day's interest on trillions of dollars? And then by having these holidays, so that's all of a sudden it's 7 or 10 days a year you can't access your money.
Yep.
And on that time, they're making money.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you, let's say, take a $100,000 loan out at a bank, that bank can then borrow $400,000 four times from the reserve.
Big
so they want to give you the loan so they can borrow four times.
And then they can.
I wish this show was a bank so I could get an interest.
You're getting some interest.
I like it. I like it.
You got the interest of Brian's mom.
Oh, well. So. Brian's mom's got it going on.
Oh, okay. Boy. All right.
Well,
I mean,
that's inappropriate.
Okay, so what's your favorite holiday other than Christmas? What's your favorite holiday? Is it St. Patty's? Valentine's?
Christmas.
Ah, it's true.
Oh, that is a good one.
The 18th.
I know how to, because, you know, he'll believe it.
Chinooka?
That
is that back to
too.
Tennessee, or is that...
Chattanooga?
Okay. Chandra? No, what's it?
Well, Chandraland would be a good theme park.
Well, what about Chandra Limes Rhymes?
Yeah.
Chandra Rhymes Day.
Or Tyler Perry Day in Atlanta? That'd be the best.
You have to edit this.
This one's going to be a real
you
patchwork.
Oh, speaking of Tyler Perry, I haven't watched it yet, but I know he did that Maxine's Baby documentary. I'm interested to learn about his
life. I don't know what this is.
It's on Amazon Prime. He released a documentary about
his
life.
Did you have to watch commercials?
Is it?
I haven't watched it yet. But I am watching Murder, She Wrote on there, and you do have to watch commercials. It's all moving to free V. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free V, but don't free me.
Do you have an option to upgrade and not get the ads?
No, because Prime isn't just a video subscription. Prime is the shipping subscription, and you just get this as an afterthought.
Right, but you can't also give the money to not watch the ads?
No.
I think that I'll never watch it.
Yeah. And Netflix is weird now. We're like, I can't log into my mummy's account. Like, I can log in, not from my TV, because it's like, oh, you're whatever. So, like, how's that work? Because usually, like, in a hotel, you can log into your Netflix, but I was like, so I can't do that
you
anymore?
You log into the hotel TV's Netflix, they have all your information. They know that you watched all 6 seasons of The British Bake Off.
Ah. Oh, believe me. I was doing more than baking off up in there.
Oh, you were
hot. What? Cross. Buns.
I was going to try to say
By
something.
The way, you know what was unseen this holiday season from many weeks ago?
Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy and Tracy Ellis Ross?
Fruitcake.
Oh. How dare you? Don't point to me and say fruitcake.
You mean an actual fruitcake?
We don't know. We're all still trying to figure it out.
Wait, everyone says they hate them. Everyone says they hate fruitcake.
I'm fine with it. I mean, you gotta, you know, in California, you gotta be.
At Vons, they have not the Panettone, not the little big box ones, but they have like the actual like little wet soaps.
Just keep showing your face. You know, like we all know that it's too late to scrap it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So all we have to do,
you know, it's one fruitcake
through it,
two like fruitcakes,
20 more minutes before
stacked
TikTok,
on top
and then
of
we
each
can
other,
just go.
Just fruitcake and all. But
I didn't see any.
Nope. Oh no, we had them. So you at Vons, there's two types. There's like that box kind of panettone.
No, not the panettone, but the really thick.
Yeah, the thick. Those are
you
good.
Saw? I didn't see it.
No, they had them.
Where were they?
At Vons. They had them. And you can
I
cut
love
them.
I'll find them for you next time.
Have you ever cut them and made French toast with them? They're good.
That sounds decadent.
It
that
is
sounds
very good.
Sugary.
It is. I mean, I don't think any of those fruits come in that color normally.
Oh, because they're so bright?
And
I
glittery.
Wouldn't even dare. I wouldn't even dare.
Fruitcake! Bang, 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 of the trolley. Ding, ding, ding with the bell.
This is going to be my intro and TikTok. And that's all that's going to be left on the end of the.
Fruitcake!
Well, that's. Can we? I think we also need to start taking some of these and making them sound drops. Which
oh, sure. Yeah,
I
yeah.
I could just take
get
a bar.
Yeah.
And just be like, yeah. That actually would be kind of, you know.
No, oh, but yeah. One of those things, like, fruitcake, I think, has an oral tradition passed down that people hate it.
Come on now.
No, I'm saying, like, people just naturally.
Sorry, Bob. That sounds stupid.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I first learned about my fruitcake from my grandpa.
Yeah, well.
Who learned from his grandpa, who passed it down orally to him. He passed it orally to me.
Where's the fruitcake now?
No, but Vons did have them. And they are good. I'm telling you, you got to get the one that's been soaked a long time. It's just dripping.
This is no saving. That's all right. If this were World War II, you wouldn't even bother doing it. You know, you just step right over it. You wouldn't even never think about it.
Didn't
again.
They create ballpoint pens like in between the wars? It was created from the war. I don't know if it was the First or the Second World War.
I don't know.
But essentially, they used to
like
use ink pens, and they would dry up. So ballpoints are made to the friction releases the ink.
He's so passionate.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet it was between World War One and Two.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And in between World War One and Two is where Japan in the 30s gifted us all these cherry blossom trees in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
And about a decade later, we bombed the shit out of
it. So, all right. Well, listen.
Ain't your mama.
Ain't your, yeah. All right.
I miss those pancakes. I haven't had good quality pancakes in weeks.
Wife is enjoying the waffle maker.
Oh yes.
The Cuisinart. I think it was 35, 40 bucks.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I actually don't like waffles as much as pancakes.
Same.
There's something, it could be the same mix, but there's something about the consistency. Like a pancake feels
warm,
soft.
And inviting.
I feel like waffles are hard, and I don't like the hardness of them.
Yes. Yeah.
But a good waffle, because they call them gaufres in France when I lived in France. Oh. And
what
they eat
they
them with
them?
Each other. Gaufres with a G.
Gaufres?
Gaufres. Gaufres. Waffles.
Gaufres.
And so, strudel in Germany. But yeah. And they eat them. They don't have syrup. Like they eat them with Nutella. You don't see people eat waffles.
That's
with.
That chocolate.
And they eat them
hazelnut
by hand.
Stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
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 Do you like Nutella?
I think I've had it maybe once or twice in my life.
Speaking of decadent, it's great.
Yeah?
Delicious. I lived in the town where they made Nutella. And I was in Normandy, in the one non-wine-making part of France that only makes cider.
The fudge packing video has one view.
Well, that's,
so I can't, I'd like to tie that in, but like I think the algorithm
is
definitely removing a lot of
it. Somehow you can get
doesn't
fudge
like
packing.
Innuendo.
If you can get fudge packing and Nutella and fruitcake in one thing, I think it'll work.
Mm.
In West Hollywood. That's where they
definitely.
90069.
Well, speaking of which, when I was in West Hollywood, talking about West Hollywood, I was at a place called A Food Affair.
My wife said you can't get pregnant that way. Because that's
I like
because
to say,
we've only done it one way and all of a sudden she's like, I'm with child. So,
true.
You know, her name was her name is she's still alive. What's her name? What was it? Magdalene? What is it?
No. Mary?
I don't know. A bunch of, and I was banging his whores over
no,
there.
No, Mary Magdalene
over
was
here.
Mary Magdalene was the prostitute, not Jesus' mother, Mary, who is the different. They had a lot of Marys then.
Yeah.
technically Mary is also known as Miriam, but Miriam is the Jewish Mary, essentially.
Ah, Miriam Webster.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Webster's Dictionary.
Moses.
In fact, Timmy P used to live in the house that was next to the Webster Dictionary family money there on Corona Del Mar.
When you talk about the Bible, when you talk about Moses, what they skip over is that Moses was essentially the first Bran. He had a black wife, Ethiopian.
You say Brian or Brand?
Brian.
I heard Bran.
No, Brian.
Brian.
I never had a black wife.
That's true, but I'm just saying. He was like one of the early interracial men.
I swear, I didn't. Don't dig too hard.
Like, and the thing was.
Don't check records.
The thing was is that in that Bible origin, which is like.
So dead.
In that Bible origin, they were racist. Like, basically, people were like, Moses, why do you have this Ethiopian wife? Like, it was a thing. And then the people who said, why do you have this Ethiopian wife?
Okay, look at all these plates. Am I right? Okay.
God gave them leprosy, which essentially turned them white. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
Jeez.
God gave them leprosy.
Yeah.
And that turned them white?
Turned white?
No. The people who complained about Moses having a black wife turned
Ethiopian?
White leprosy.
Because she was Ethiopian.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why Ethiopia has a very small subset of Jewish people.
Oh, yeah.
Good coffee.
Ah, the best. Have you ever had that poo-poo coffee? The poo-poo.
Oh no!
What with the cat?
It's like that $400 Waldorf Astoria.
Where they?
It's like those animals eat the shit.
Put it through a cat turd.
Psychic, psychic.
Yeah, it's something like that. But yeah, my friend, I'm not gonna say who, but I have a friend who's a fancy pants, and he had it with his wife at the Waldorf Astoria, and it's $400 an ounce to get it, and I don't know how much. It's probably like $25 a cup or something like that. But it's like, that's crazy to me.
Now, for those who don't know. Tim Hall, you want to go ahead and describe what this is? Perhaps you look it up and it'll give you a definition.
It's some kind of marsupial. I don't remember the name.
It's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat?
I think.
Cat shit
I thought
coffee.
It was like a lemur or like a mouse.
Go ahead and go to catshitcoffee.com.
I imagine it was almost like a koala kind of thing.
Kopi Luwak.
For a 5% off coupon code.
Hit me with all the info.
Civet coffee.
So that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
It consists of partially digested coffee cherries, which have been eaten and defecated by the Asian palm civet.
Savant?
Oh, so you were right. It's not a cat.
Yeah, but maybe that's cat-like.
What's a civet?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's Paradoxurus hermaphroditus.
Oh, well, we don't want to go
down like
that
road.
It's a hermaphrodite?
It looks like one of them little, it looks like a cat.
So it is a cat. So another fascinating.
But is it a cat?
Toddy cat is what it's called.
Oh, it is a cat.
You know, there it is hanging out in the trees. So it's kind of catish, but also.
Careful, careful.
I don't think it's a cat. I think it is like a koala.
Yeah, I mean.
Because the cats all have that feline something Latin name.
Alcohol syndrome?
Oh. They drink like a fish.
I'm going bowling, Helen.
Wait, did it say how much the coffee costs?
Let's find out.
It's really expensive. So it's like you catch it. It's shit coffee that's the most expensive you can get.
160 per pound. It reaches up to 600 for the fancy stuff.
Oh.
More shit?
Poops it out twice.
Yeah, it's double processed.
They feed him his own shit and poop again.
Is that first press, cold press?
Filter vodka. Through the cat.
What did you say? Toddy cat? It's a
toddy
cat. It's a hot toddy.
Hot toddy.
It's a hot toddy.
I don't think I would. I don't.
Would you buy that?
It doesn't.
You get
sound
it on Amazon
appealing.
For $64.
No, see, now that's just some guy like.
There's a guy shitting into a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes through. He just puts it. Yeah.
That's compost.
I've never heard of coffee cherries. Is that what a coffee? Bean is first? Is that what they're calling
I'm
it?
I'm assuming it is.
Well, I'm not going to have any of it.
Have you seen? Oh, I didn't see coffee. I saw cacao.
No.
Oh, those, yeah.
No.
That's a picture of
poop.
That's
basically cat shit.
Wait, but what is a coffee cherry?
That's what these are.
And is that the coffee bean? The coffee bean comes from a fruit?
I guess so. I don't know.
It probably does. It probably does because coffee, I mean, because cocoa comes from a fruit. So it probably does come from a fruit.
You ever have a nice cup of Folgers?
Sanka.
In the blue. Yeah. I thought of Sanka.
Juan Valdez.
What happened? How is he? Ricardo, is he still? He must have terrible arthritis from years of picking every coffee bean.
I just got some Don Francisco.
Okay, yes.
The Family Reserve. I didn't even know about that shit.
Oh, the Family Reserve.
Pumpkin spice. It was on sale because,
like, reserve.
You know, the season changed. So yeah. It was like half off.
I don't like it as I've gotten older. I can't get into flavored.
Oh, I love it.
Coffee.
I was down the hill drinking chocolate macadamia nut imported from Hawaii. Hawaii. Do you hate when people pronounce it like that?
Is that
Hawaii?
Is that a pronunciation?
That's the true. That's the true pronunciation. When Hawaii? I went to Hawaii, yeah, the actual like Polynesian pronunciation is Hawaii. With a V.
It's not, I don't think I can get away with that.
Yeah. So are they just two Vs, but they're two
and the I sound together? It's like a so it's Hawaii. It has like a vibration.
Huh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Do you believe in all this energy stuff or where you have chakras?
I do.
And those are the
I
same
do. My heart Jesus's chakra was messed up and
something?
I used to wear a pink rose quartz. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in the crystals?
So the, what the
and then when I went out to
when I went out to
Joshua Tree,
you've been watching those.
When I went out to Joshua Tree, they say there's a vortex out there, and yeah. I was literally vibrating. And the same thing happened when I meditate on the mountain Ojai, because there's a vortex there. But it makes sense because like California has all of these like shifting plates for earthquakes and stuff, so mm-hmm. It would make sense that energy and vibration was changing.
See me at dinner.
Yeah, you can eat that. You can eat that. Shift.
Salad plate, dessert plate.
I don't know which one I like better, waffles or pancakes. Let's get both of them.
No, but I do. I used to be like, oh, that's all new age and foo-foo. But then when I started doing Qigong and other energy stuff, I do believe there's energy.
Remember when they stormed Belgian waffle?
Yes.
Belgium?
Yep.
Is it Belgium? It's Belgium. Right?
Yeah, Belgium.
Belgium.
Yeah. You got chocolates and coffee.
I went to Belgium. Brussels?
You have the real French fries, right? That's the whole thing?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They're French in Belgium.
Yep.
They speak French in Belgium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
You would think after all the things you've learned on all the educational content, all the STEM-based...
And they're...
Showcasing on
they're very close to Amsterdam. You can take the train from Amsterdam straight to Brussels, and you can take Brussels
I wish I did that. I'd like to have spent more time.
You never it's been in the red light district?
Yes, a couple of times, but that's mind your business. It's like Disneyland, but for like whores.
Yeah, minus Epcot, because that's a waste of time.
Is it still open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all the future stuff, right? It was like the world of tomorrow, pretty much.
They had that, and then part of that is also that has all the countries.
And Disney Engineering? Oh, yeah, all the countries, huh? Alabama. That's
well...
But yes. Australia's a country and a continent. Oh, always throws me off.
Well, yeah.
Have we done countries yet?
What?
Have we done countries in the round robin?
Oh, let's do it.
Well, you said Amsterdam.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, no, damn, that's a city.
That's a city, yeah.
See how much you can learn in this
That's
show?
The Netherlands. But
so, yes. Or is it... Netherlands.
Neverland.
I thought it was the Dutch.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What's the country? Start. A.
Austria.
Oh, that's good. I would have said Albania. That's the country, right? So a B. Can I say Britain? Or do I have to say Great Britain?
Probably. I'll allow it.
He'll allow it?
Yeah.
I got away with it.
Canary Islands?
Well, Canada probably would have been good.
Also Canada.
Yeah.
Deutschland?
It counts.
Yeah.
I would have said Denmark. But okay.
We're on E?
Yeah.
That's England. Where England.
No, you can't do it twice.
No, he did it. What's wrong with that?
He said Britain.
Oh. Yeah. But I feel, right, because Great Britain, isn't that multiple?
Yeah, it's multiple.
That means you owe a B then.
Okay, so...
You can put Belize there for now.
Bolivia. Just pick one.
Yeah, I'll do one
or
of those.
Bolivia? Bulgaria? Any of those?
I'll do Bulgaria.
Okay, Bulgaria.
Mm. A little, what do you call those things? A little roe?
Right? Oh, Sushira? Little salmon eggs?
Yeah, no, the sturgeon eggs, right?
Sturgeon eggs.
Oh,
the Bolivia. No,
that's caviar. Beluga.
That's what I think.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's fresh range dolphin, right?
There's also black lentils. Yeah. The caviar of the legume.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we're at
E, F.
So we just nailed E, so now we're on F. He's been there.
Finland?
Oh.
Germany?
Oh, that's good.
That's Deutschland twice.
Hey, you allowed it. Oh, wait, no. Greenland?
Holland?
Is Holland a country?
It's the Dutch. It's the Dutch. It's, the...
it's like a type of group, but is it an actual country?
I don't know. I'll come up with another different one that begins with H.
Hungary?
Yeah, Hungary.
Well, don't help him.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say Hungary
Iceland.
Anyways.
Okay. Oh, you really went. Okay, so what about J? Jumanji.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's not.
It's a call. It's, even... it's dangerous, but also fun.
Not even.
I don't even know. But there is a big one with a J.
Japan.
Yeah, there is.
Right. Yeah, you know what you did.
I don't know. Kazakhstan? Is that not a real place?
It is.
It is a real place.
Okay.
Okay, so. Lithuania?
Yeah.
Mexico.
Mexico. N. Netherlands.
You could.
What?
I said you could.
Yeah. Netherlands. Oh. Oh, my.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, so
a
real.
Country that starts with O. I think there's only one. And I might have seen a video where somebody gave the answer. So
Obama.
You're close.
Yeah, it's very close to that.
Oh, you know it?
No. Oh, Omar?
Close.
Omar Sharif?
It is Omar Sharif. Omen, I think.
Omen.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Poland. You guys see that? Lots and all those.
Oh, my God. Do I. Am I getting all the worst? Well, so Q, is that what we're dealing with here?
Oh, I don't know. Is there one?
Yeah, there is. Qatar.
Oh, Qatar. Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Why you keep getting...
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Because that was hard.
Yeah. Well, maybe he would have come up with it.
Russia?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
What am I? S?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just putting you on.
Yeah. T, obviously, Turkey. Is that still around?
Yeah.
Cool.
Good old Yugoslavia. No, it'd be, right?
No, you're you.
No, I'm you?
Yeah, you're on you.
Well, that wouldn't be Yugoslavia. That starts with a Y.
Why, yeah.
Uruguay.
I'm V?
Yeah. Oh, you sit right next door.
From here?
No, to Uruguay. Sort of.
Good morning.
Vietnam.
Oh, there's that place too. I was gonna say Venezuela.
Yeah, sure.
Oh
no, and they know why.
W. There's gotta be a country with a W. And it is.
Well, at one point,
Africa.
Yeah. Keep going though, because if are we counting countries that are no longer?
Wait, what?
World War II.
West Germany.
Jesus Christ, you're giving a bother. Yeah.
No, he's got to get a real country.
Oh, no, yeah, that's
Well, I don't like how you've disrespected West Germany.
Tear down this wall.
Wait, no, this wall. Oh, this wall? That's a nice wall. Look at all that graffiti.
Windsor.
W, huh? A country that starts with, do
Waterloo,
you know one?
Waco, Texas.
Mm-mm. W, yeah, W... Wales?
West Indies.
Maybe.
How?
It's a tiny country nobody goes to. They
I'm
don't have
pass.
An Olympic team.
W, X, Y, and Z. Now we're really in trouble.
I definitely don't know an X.
Zaire.
Yugoslavia.
There's no
Zimbabwe.
X.
Zimbabwe, yeah.
Yugoslavia still exists?
Well,
Didn't they split it to like Czech Republic?
Yeah. I've only gotten to 1945. Yeah. I don't know what happens after that.
He doesn't know.
All right. Well, I guess we got them all but the W.
Yeah.
Any last guesses?
X. Was there an X? No,
I don't think there's an X.
Yeah.
Oh.
Xylophone.
Well, Z is like Zimbabwe and Zaire and all those African countries. But there's no African country with a W or X.
Yeah.
But I'm curious. Can we
well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's see. Country starting with W, country starting with X.
Western Samoa. But that's not around anymore.
Nope. It's Samoa, that's where the rock is from.
The cookies. They're good.
Mm.
There are also no countries starting with X.
So hey, we did it. All right, we did it. All right. Well, we since we were spiraling towards death, we filled in some last minute time with a game that was.
No, let's double check. Countries that don't start with certain letters, is those, are those the only two?
Well, we named other, the other ones.
Yeah, we got
we
all
did.
The other ones. We some nailed
were questionable.
It. Questionably Great good.
Yeah, I think we did it.
Yeah.
It's a win.
Yeah, I think
it is a win.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you won.
100%.
Hollywood. It's
24
all, it's all
out of
lies.
26.
Letters in the alphabet?
Letters that had countries.
Yep.
When are we going to get that 27?
Now, if we were rich enough to buy an island, we could name two countries with W and X, and we'd be the only ones.
You know what? That was disgusting. I'm going to do that again.
How much is an island to buy?
Oh, by the way, yeah, what's going to happen with Epstein's Island? Like, what will happen to that?
Yeah, are they going to burn it down so that no one can
but
be there?
But he's dead.
Yeah.
So who owns it now? Did...
And how big is it? What are we talking about?
What are the sconces like? No, but seriously, I mean, I guess this is a weird way to tag on the show there, but I mean, what happens to that place?
Let's find out how big it is first. Yeah. How big?
You haven't seen my name on any lists lately, have you?
165 acres, so that's pretty good.
I feel like you got a shot of getting away.
Oh, St. James, it's in the Virgin Islands.
So it's U.S. territory. So, so does the government now get to keep it, the island?
Well, the next question is who owns it? They're sold to a firm run by billionaire Stephen Dekoff.
So they just pass it to his buddy.
To another billionaire. Yeah.
See you at the club.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Holy moly.
I saw this.
Did you see that?
But I saw it from his direction too, which was cool.
So this guy.
That's incredible air.
Was saying, I don't want to get. He's like, he's up for probation.
I wish you had the his part too, though.
And he ran so good. Up and tackled the judge.
Yeah. So if I can give just a little context.
Oh, sure.
So when you see it from when you see it from his point of view, he's like very respectful.
Right.
And he's like, you know, I know I made some mistakes, you know, but I'm a man and I'm getting better. And you know, if you have to do it, then I understand, but whatever. And
bullshit,
like,
bullshit, bullshit.
And then so then she's like, I got to do it. And then he just loses his shit and jumps over. So it's like this whole thing of like, he just said like, well, if you have to put me in jail, like, it's okay. I understand. And then she's like, well, I have to put you in jail. And he just went bloop. And the thing was, I don't know if you see the whole thing.
Why it's still going.
You know what? Did we wipe the cards?
I wiped them.
I don't see.
The batteries went out.
It can be audio only. I don't see if you.
It can be audio
see the
only,
only thing. Well, I'm in there.
Lead it.
I don't know if you see the whole thing, but he's all fucked up. No, they're like two guys just punching him afterwards. And I was like, I don't know what he was thinking. Like, how he's
going
to make that any better.
Back.
Yeah. Probably didn't help.
Yeah, but it's like that made it even worse. Like, you know, he's gonna get the max of everything.
Yeah,
plus extra stuff. He'll never get out. They'll have a special place underneath the jail for his.
Oh, dang.
Black ass.
It's just a fat cat.
That's a big cat.
That's a Garfield. Eat some lasagna.
It's Ben eating lasagna.
Feel lasagna.
Oh, God.
And your mom's defense, she didn't like Tim either.
That can't be real, right?
Did y'all hear that?
Oof.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
I said, in your mom's defense, she didn't like Tim either.
That's true, yeah.
She didn't even think to mention it.
Yeah, yeah. That's that
she
tracks.
She didn't even know you were here.
That looks better now. What am I looking at? What was that?
Was it cut wrong?
Yeah. So the thing you're saying that looks weird is that like it was his edging that gives the shape of it is wrong. Like
yeah,
they
sure is.
They cut it in too much.
Yeah.
Like field goal post. They could have gone further out to even it more, you know?
I didn't even know hair grew there.
It is kind of like.
It's like this is the hairline ending and they cut it this way and then. This also should have been further. It's really
bad. It doesn't look right. I guess it stays in.
Oh, I mean, it's gonna grow back, but yeah, it's bad. Like that's not a natural hairline.
Woo!
Cracky.
Oh boy, Cracky.
Now this is one of your brothers, right?
Yeah. He's got good reach for that.
That's all his brothers.
Technically.
There's not even time. This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. This is Cliff Beach of Cliff Beach Music. This is Timothy Hall at Timothy Hall Music. I have no idea if this is going to be one of these long, wide episodes or not. You got to be kidding me. Can we need how much money do I need to spend where we...
The sound's part of it.
But that's not Jagged Chance sounds. That is more of a Bruce Lee copy. But how much money do you need to spend?
Into the Dragon.